Lord, I need you. And I just pray you would speak through me and let my words be few. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm in the middle of a season that is called sowing, and it's no fun. But God's working just, I don't know, he's really working deep inside of me. And he showed me that my marriage is, for people who are close to me, is not very good. But God told me that I am called to love my husband unconditionally no matter what. And I can't have a harvest if I don't sow. So I got it in my head, and I'm like, okay, let's get sowing. And I failed, and I failed, and I failed miserably because I only got it. I couldn't use it yet. I just got the knowledge. So God even took me deeper than that, and I need to love God unconditionally, no matter what. Ugh. I don't read my Bible faithfully like I should, but when I do, he shows up every time. And I said to God, I said, you know, when I come to work, I love my job, and I have no reservations because I love people, and I say, God, I'm emptying myself, live in and through me, and every day's a good day at work. When I get home, it's like I'm another person. And he showed me because I'm holding on to my will in that area. I won't let go because I'm hurt and my heart's calloused. So I'm letting him break me of that. So I thought the best way and the radical way is to stand before the people so they can pray.
Amen.
Because all of us in some area of our life are struggling, hanging on to our own will and saying, why isn't God doing anything? Because he can't till we empty ourselves and let him. So he took me to Psalms, and David was a man after God's heart. And I'm a woman after God's heart. I just fail miserably. But because in my ability, I can't do anything. And that upsets me. because I realize I can't do it. And I thought I could do it all my life. In whatever area of my life. You know, if I figured it out up here, then let's go do it. But that's not how it works. So Psalms 56 is where, well, I could read Psalms 55 through 57 is where he really ministered to me, but I believe he, just keeping it time level, I'm just going to read Psalms 56. And he says, be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fights daily, oppressing me. My enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many, and they fight against me. O thou Most High, what time am I afraid? I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust, and I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together, and they hide themselves. And they mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thy anger cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. And God will I praise his word, and the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praise unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Will you not deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living?
Amen.
I just have to choose to believe, and every day I've choose to believe that God is bigger than my problems.
Amen.
And that's where I'm at. And God is good, and He's not dead. And I want radical change. I'm sick of living the same old mediocre life. And in order to get radical change, you have to do something radical.
Amen.
And I just believe this song that's about ready to play was a moment of God just really opening me up to see that it is all about Him. So, thank you. God bless.